Hello and welcome to this edition of Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where I take my thoughts out for a drive and share them with you when you guys park. Generally, we look at topics that will help make our lives better. And today I've got a bit of a story for you. My name is Jacob and I want to thank each of you guys for being here. You are a part of some of the best listeners and watchers on YouTube and on podcasts in general. So thank you guys very much. All right. So the story I have to tell you is of my daughter right now. She is 17 and we've recently got a new to us vehicle, year 2000 Ford Ranger. So at this point it's 19 years old, right? We have a 19 year old Ford Ranger that is a manual transmission and she's learning how to drive it. And I am so proud of her because at first she was very resistant to the idea of having to learn how to drive this thing. And she's taken it out and started to figure it out. And so she'll take herself around our neighborhood, which is very quiet, a couple of times and kind of learn to get that, that clutch, gas combination, the rhythm that's needed there to be able to go from stop to go. And get that going. She's given herself a bit of practice doing that. Well, yesterday we decided to take it out on one of our busier streets, and there's a stop sign at one of the intersections on our way. We were going to church to take care of a few things. It was a Sunday, and so she was driving, and I was in the passenger seat with her. And she got to that stop sign, and then the other three sides of the intersection were all full of cars, and that helped to increase her nervousness, and so she stalled out, and it was royally glorious. It was ka-chunk, 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 kind of stalling out, and so I'm trying to calm her down. She gives it another shot after getting the engine turned over, and in Idaho, the people just stopped and waited. They all stopped. Everyone at that intersection just stopped and waited. Eliza tried again. She gives it another shot, and she's ka-chunk, 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 not going anywhere, right? So she stalls it out again. She's more nervous now. I didn't think that was possible, right? The first time she stalled it out, I thought, oh my goodness, she's going to be so nervous. And she was, but then she stalled it out again. And so finally we waved the cars both ways, so we had some cross traffic left to right in front of us. And then we give it another shot and she gets it. It wasn't elegant. It wasn't pretty, but it got us moving forward enough that she was able to keep going. And as we were going through the intersection, I was pumping my hand like, yeah, this is awesome. Way to go, Liza. And I look out and the car to my right, the one, because traffic had backed up a little bit by that point, not too much, not terribly busy time of day, but traffic had backed up a little bit. And the people in the cars to the right and left were clapping and cheering for her. And you know what? We don't know those people, right? And this might just be an Idaho thing, but it's interesting how much it makes a difference when you can look at somebody and understand their situation, the frustrating they're going through, and then clap and cheer for them, whether they can hear you or not. My daughter never saw the person to the right clapping, never heard them, cheering, right? But I was able to look over and see that that was happening. And, how often in life do we not know that we have cheerleaders off to our sides, just out of view, wishing us and hoping for us to do our best. And so, that is today's parking thought. Again, in each episode, we try to look at either ways to be more efficient or ways to look at the world in a positive way. And so if you take a chance on, looking around your environment, I'll bet you you've got a lot of people that want you to be successful and, would cheer for you. And maybe you haven't noticed yet. And even if you have noticed, right, who are you cheering for? And how can you make them know that you're rooting for them and you want them to be successful? Sometimes people will put in a lot of extra effort if they know that somebody's watching and cares and is hoping for their best. And sometimes we stutter and don't have the rhythm down for whatever we're asked to do, and we kind of end up stalling out in an intersection. It happens. It's normal, especially when you're learning something new, and we need to be patient with ourselves. But when we get it, and just get it good enough that we can get going, we're likely going to find that we've got a lot of people cheering for us. So that is this edition of Parking Thought. This is the part where I remind you to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find this. Go ahead and leave a comment below. The audience is so awesome, but they are a bit small, so I can actually keep up with the comments as we do this. Feel free to like, subscribe, leave a comment. And if you want to subscribe to the podcast, visit parkingthought.com. And on the right-hand side, you'll see a subscribe link. You can join us on iTunes, Google Play Music, or whatever you happen to use for your podcast consumption. Thank you guys very much, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.